paving the way for unity and solidarity in the Muslim world. This is the main objective of the 25th International Islamic Unity Conference held in Tehran. The three-day event, which is held by the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought, also aims at revising the forum's performance during the past two decades. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad addressed the opening session in the presence of recognized Shiite and Sunni scholars. The president pointed to many political issues related to the Islamic world.
The regional states should be vigilant since big powers are trying to save and revive the Zionist regime. Today, bullying powers are trying to continue their previous approach in new forms. They are trying to pave the way for plundering the nation's wealth and resources.
The Islamic Unity Conference provides an opportunity for scholars to share views and review problems facing Muslims while presenting solutions. The event hosts delegates from more than 50 countries. They include political and religious figures from all across the Islamic world. Many of them consider this as an exclusive event due to the political developments in the Middle East and Northern Africa. A big part of the conference revolves around the topic of Islamic awakening and the popular uprisings in the Arab world.
I think Islamic unity and Islamic awakening are interrelated. The waves of Islamic awakening have spread to the world. Today, the Muslim world has made a great move and the sleep of the enemies of Islam has turned into a nightmare.
The timing of this conference this year happens to occur within a time frame that we have these popular movements in many different countries in the region.
The World Forum for Proximity is an international organization founded by Iran. Its main aim is to create more unity and solidarity among Muslims worldwide, regardless of their schools of thought. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.